It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Happy holidays. It's the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. This is the Saturday before the reason for the season. And we're wishing you a happy holiday. And hope that you got most of your shopping done. If not, there's still time. It's Jop with one P. You can buy me anything you'd like out there. But I am Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, Merry Christmas, and welcome to Warm Thoughts from the Grilling Guys.
Yeah, we're supposed to, a couple days from now, we're supposed to be 50 on Christmas Day. I've seen guys when I lived out in Northeast Kent County that water skied on Christmas Day before. They'll probably be doing it again if it's 50 degrees out. Put the suit on and ride behind Santa's boat.
Well, let's do it this way. If you're a bow hunter,
yeah,
it'd be a wonderful time to get back in a tree.
Yep, you're exactly right.
As I look at my trail cam right here, look at all the deer on my camera. I got to go back up.
So, got a question for you. Are you making anything special for the Christmas dinner?
Well, you know, I plead the fifth on that one. Whatever amendment is, dads just do nothing.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get courageous, and I've only ever done it once before, and I'm breaking my rule that I don't usually cook things for people that I haven't tried and got it perfected. But this is the second time I'm making a whole beef tenderloin. Got to get over to Sobeys and get it. But
you've never made one?
What? Not a beef Wellington.
Oh,
dice up, you pulverize some cremini mushrooms. Those are like the brown little baby Bellas with some shallots and
some
garlic. Does
those give you a high?
No, not at all. But they're, you kind of create, and you put them in a pan with butter, and you make kind of a paste out of them. And then you take puff pastry, which is, I buy it at the store. I'm not going to make it. Sheets of puff pastry.
Yeah.
And then you take prosciutto ham and put like 8 slices on it. Then this is all happening in the future. I haven't done it yet. I'm going to brown the tenderloin for 2 or 3 minutes on each side in the
and you're going to season it.
Yeah, with salt and pepper. And then I'm going to lay it on that puff pastry with the with the prosciutto on it. Puff pastry, prosciutto, 3 times fast. And then roll it up and then wrap it in cellophane and put it in the fridge for about 2 or 3 hours so it all kind of sets. And then you do an egg wash on the outside so it gets golden brown. 425 for about 35 or 40 minutes is what I'm reading. I'm not done any of this
it's
yet.
It's about right.
But it's going to come out. It's seared on the outside to hold the juices in so it doesn't saturate the puff pastry.
I think it doesn't. Maureen doesn't sear it, and it doesn't seem to saturate the pastry.
Gives you a little color then too, but medium rare, 45 minutes, 40 to 45 minutes at 450. It's hot, but I'm really looking forward to it. And then you just slice it off like a jelly roll, and you've got little pieces of.
And that's for Christmas Day.
That is Christmas Day.
Do you have people coming over?
I do, just the family. There's going to be 6 of us.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, so I think that I'll get like 3 pounds. 4 pounds of that, and we'll see how it goes.
Well, the boys will like it.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, good luck on that.
Yeah.
That is not one of my favorite dishes at all.
Well, I'm going to try it. It's pretty. It's a presentation thing.
It's a cool concept.
Yeah.
I told Maureen, don't bother anymore.
Well, I'm not a big tenderloin fan because there's no marbling in it. There's not a lot of flavor, but I'm thinking with the garlic and the mushroom around it, and we'll make a little demi-glaze to drizzle over it. Pass that around in a gravy boat, and then it'll be it's a beef flavor, but it's not my favorite beef flavor.
You know, for your sons and their wives, I think they'll probably love it because the women always like it because there's no fat and there's no grizzle.
Right.
They can just cut it and eat it. And women love tenderloin.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yep.
I find it flavorless.
So do I.
And,
to the most degree. That's why you got to put the sauce on it, and you got to stuff around it. And
you know what I like using on blander type beef is Texas T-bone.
Yep.
You can get that at Sobeys.
I might have a bottle of that.
That is a wonderful blend.
Right.
Yep. For and we'll exactly season up with what that. You're doing.
Yeah. Yep. Right. and season on the outside.
Matter of fact, I had some of that Wagyu beef, some of those Wagyu beef patties that mm-hmm. I bought from my friend out in Nebraska. And I found two in the freezer. I'm really trying to go through my freezer and make sure anything that's a year old is gone.
Lord, do I need to do that.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's wonderful what you'll find.
Yeah, right. No, you're right.
I found these two Wagyu beef patties from, they're only from last summer, but it didn't matter. I wanted to eat them.
Right.
So it was one of those rainy days, and I was being a wuss, and I just said, I'm just going to do it inside on cast iron.
Yeah.
And I took those babies, and I put that Texas T-bone on them.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
And kind of a slower heat. I put a little bacon grease in the pan because I love cooking with bacon grease. And with that Texas T-bone, and then this is a wonderful Wagyu. It's
uber marbled.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah.
And Maureen didn't even talk.
No?
She wouldn't even talk. She's just
you should make that again.
Ooh.
Wow.
This guy is brutal.
Wow.
Ooh,
and I,
look
you know
who's
what,
talking.
And here's the other thing. Is
maybe
this,
you should make it.
Conrad, can we delay the airing of this until Tuesday after Christmas? I might have put my cinnamon rolls in jeopardy right there.
How was it out in the doghouse?
Yeah, I don't go to see Bob's family for the holidays. I just go to get Moe's cinnamon rolls. Oh, my God, are they good.
Oh, well, man. I think they're going to be even better this year.
Yeah.
She's our daughter-in-law, Allie, has gotten her into sourdough.
Oh, yeah.
And all the good gut reasons for sourdough instead of regular bread. And she's got a starter right now. And I'm telling you, if you have really good homemade sourdough breads,
yeah, oh, yeah,
it's amazing.
Oh, it is good.
Allie made us
these. Just wondering how it's going to be mixed with the sweetness of a cinnamon roll.
It's not really sour. I mean, it's not. You
can't
tell.
Right. It's just dense.
No, it's lighter and fluffier. That's the point. Allie made these garlic knots. They looked like a
garlic knot.
Pretzel knot, you know, something like that. But it was a garlic roll. And it was sourdough, and I think it's like probably the best bread I've ever had in my life. I just fresh out of
the oven has something to do
with
it.
I didn't want to eat anything else. I just kept eating those.
Yep.
Because I knew they'd run out, and I wanted as many for me as I could.
Well, there you go. You know what? You can do that at Christmas, right? If you want to, if you're the cook.
Well,
right?
Allie's our daughter-in-law, and she's I tell her she's turning Amish because she does so much from scratch. It's like I expect her to go out in the woods and get the deer now.
Well, she be careful. She might go with you and sit in the stand. You know
that would be good. Yeah. Maybe she'll get one before her husband does.
Yeah, or her father-in-law, as it may be. Yeah, absolutely. So, are you still scouting for deer? Are you still looking to bag one before the end of the year?
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm gonna go back up. And do a little bit more bow hunting when my wife's not paying attention.
Right. Well, is she leaving town?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, okay. Well, then she might.
Not that I know of.
If she's there for 2-3 weeks at a time, she might be happy to see you go.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you got.
If she didn't have that darn list.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Well, if one of those. Yeah. Anyway, I don't have to, but I really want to do jerky and sausage. So another fat dough would be wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. That's not a reference to the sourdough. That's a different dough that you're talking about right now, right? Right.
Pack a lunch when you go with a joke like that.
Yeah. Right. I'm listening. I'm actually looking for something here.
Yeah.
In my little library of things to talk about.
But, well.
So keep going, man.
No. I was going to tell you. I tried to explain something to you over the last couple of years, and different people have a concept I saw somewhere of a, it's called a festival fire.
You got 30 seconds to explain it.
I got 30 cents. I got 50 cents.
Right.
It's a festival fire that you burn in front of your house for Christmas and New Year's.
Well, that's
so
cool.
So I've got half of it that I purchased, and I'm building the other half today when I get home.
So you're building a fire, right?
I'm building a stand for it.
Oh, all right. All right, well, coming up next, Barbecue Bob, once in a while, we're big advocates of buying barbecue sauce, but we make it once in a while, so we're going to do a recipe. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.